Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of real talk, served with a side of no BS. Today we're diving deep into something that's going to change your game, self-awareness. Yeah, I know, sounds like some cheesy mindfulness guru stuff, right? But trust me, this ain't about chanting Om while wearing tie-dye. This is about knowing yourself, man, like really knowing what makes you tick, what gets you fired up, and what brings you down. Why? Because in a world that's constantly trying to tell you who to be and what to do, self-awareness is your secret weapon. It's the key to unlocking your full potential, crushing your goals, and living life on your own terms. Ever felt like you're just going through the motions, like you're playing a character instead of being yourself? That's a major red flag, my friend. You're not alone, trust me. We all get caught up in the hustle and bustle, trying to keep up with the Joneses, or at least the Kardashians. But here's the truth bomb. Comparing yourself to others is like playing a game you can never win. It just leads to frustration and self-doubt. You gotta focus on your own journey, your own path. First up, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Seriously. Chill out for 5 minutes and just observe what's going on inside that beautiful brain of yours. What are you thinking about? Are you feeling stressed, anxious, happy, excited? Name those emotions. Don't shy away from them. Once you start becoming aware of your emotional landscape, you can start to understand the triggers that set you off. Maybe it's a specific social media post or a certain type of conversation. Identifying those triggers is the first step in managing them. Next, take a hard look at your actions. Are they aligned with your values? Are they getting you closer to your goals? Or are you just reacting impulsively, going with the flow, not really thinking things through? Be honest with yourself. We all have those moments where we do stuff we regret, but it's about learning from those mistakes and making better choices in the future. You know that feeling when you say something you didn't mean or act out of character? That's your ego trying to take over. Self-awareness is about recognizing that voice, saying, hold up, and choosing a different path. Another major key, pay attention to your body. It's constantly sending you signals, fatigue, hunger, excitement. Listen up. When you start tuning into your physical cues, you can make healthier choices about food, sleep, exercise. You'll feel more energized, focused, and ready to take on the world. Ever notice how sluggish you feel after a late-night binge session of TikTok? Or how much better you perform when you've actually gotten some decent sleep? Your body is your temple. Treat it with respect. Finally, practice mindfulness. I'm not talking about spending hours meditating in a cave, although that sounds pretty chill. Just start with small moments throughout your day, take a few deep breaths before a stressful meeting, savor the taste of your coffee, really listen to what someone is saying instead of just waiting for your turn to speak. These little acts of presence can make a huge difference in how you feel and how you interact with the world. Think about that time you were totally zoned out scrolling through Instagram, and then you missed something important happening around you? That's what I'm talking about, living on autopilot. But with mindfulness, you can actually be present in the moment, appreciate the little things, and connect with others more deeply. Okay, real talk time. Imagine this. You're at a party, right? Everyone's chatting, music's bumping, good vibes all around. You feel that wave of anxiety coming on. You start overthinking every interaction, second-guessing your outfit, wishing you were anywhere else. That's your ego taking the reins, buddy. But if you tap into your self-awareness, you can change the narrative. Take a deep breath. Remember why you're there. To have fun. Connect with people. Smile. Engage in conversations. Be genuinely present. Boom. You just turn that anxiety into confidence. Self-awareness isn't about being perfect. It's about showing up authentically, making choices that align with your values, and constantly learning and growing. It's a journey, not a destination. So get out there, explore who you are, and don't be afraid to embrace the wild ride. Remember, guys, this is your life. Don't just exist in it, thrive in it. DM me your thoughts on this episode. Tag me in your TikToks. Let's keep the conversation going. And if you found value in this, hit that subscribe button and share it with your squad. Stay woke, Gen Z.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.